the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, broadcasting from the Pods Moving and Storage Studios. It's the Ramsey Show, where we help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create actual amazing relationships. Open phones at 888-825-5225. Jade Washaw, Ramsey personality, is my co-host today. Greg is in Sacramento. Hey, Greg, welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi, Dave. Thank you.
Sure. What's up?
My adult son had an event 2 years ago in which his heart stopped, and he had little to no blood flow for 15 to 30 minutes or so.
Ooh.
And as a result, he suffered a brain injury and was in the hospital for 6 months.
Wow.
But the amazing thing is he survived, and he's actually doing remarkably well. Even though they didn't expect him to survive. He's still in recovery, but he's hoping to be able to work and live on his own again.
Wow.
And hopefully within a year or so.
Man.
But he did incur a lot of medical debt, given that he's not working yet, and he had some debt before that.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the hospital itself forgave $2.5 million, for which we're extremely grateful.
So he had no insurance?
No, that was with insurance. I mean, the insurance covered whatever they covered, and then the hospital said the total bill was $2.5 million.
Yeah, but
so
they got a lot of that from insurance.
Yeah.
Okay. But and then they forgave the rest. That's very nice. Okay.
Right. Yeah, we're grateful for that.
Yeah.
But he does still have about $45,000 in medical debt, and that's to about 30 different providers. Additionally, he had, I think, about $15,000 in personal debt prior to that. Most of that's all in collections right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to, I'd like to know how I can best help him deal with the debt.
Mm-hmm.
So
how's he doing with the brain injury? What is he back? Is he 70% back, 89% back? How's he doing?
Well, it's hard to tell. In some areas, he's probably 100%, but in other areas, he's got difficulties. Mm-hmm. He's taking a course at a junior college right now, and he's actually doing really well in the course, but it's hard for him. He says it takes me a lot longer, and it's very draining physically on him.
How old is he?
But anyway, he's doing well. He's actually 39.
Wow. How old are you?
So he's starting over, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm 67.
Okay. What does your wealth position look like?
We're in pretty good shape. We've got some... Did you ask about my positions?
Yes, sir. What's your net worth?
Yeah. If I count the house, probably 200, 250, and then 401k, about 250.
Okay.
So
$500,000 to $1 million.
15.
Okay. All right. Good.
Something like that. And we started following you in 2014 because my daughter introduced us to your show, and she actually used to groom your dog.
Oh, wow. Okay.
and that's how she met you guys, and then told us you should follow this. And
okay.
So it changed things for us.
Okay. So can you help him financially?
Well, we have been in that he's living with us, and we did cover everything, everything for him and all of his like medical copays and things up until he just started getting SSDI a little bit ago, and now he's paying for most of that.
Okay, so yeah. How can we help you?
Well, I'd like to know how best to deal with his debt that's gone into collections. He has some money saved up from since he's been getting SSDI.
How much?
He's hoping to get out on his own. About $15,000.
Okay, you can settle $45,000 for $15,000 on bad medical debt. So now, if he has the emotional strength, if he doesn't, then you help him with that.
He really doesn't.
Okay,
yeah.
he can sign over the rights for you to discuss this account. And here's how this goes. You call the collector that $1,000 is owed to, and you say, he does not have but 25% of what is owed. So we are offering you 25% of what is owed. And if you do not take that, you're going to get nothing. So it's okay. Up to you. Do you want to do this or not? No, we're going to give you 25 cents on the dollar, or you're going to get nothing. What do you want to do? No, we're going to give you. You're going to have to repeat it because these people are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Over, you're going to have to just stand there and just over and over and over and over. If they want to get nasty, say, no, we're not going to have nasty conversations. You're going to get to talk to a dial tone. I'm going to push that little end button on my phone if you just get nasty. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do 25 cents on the dollar. And if you don't want to do that, I'll call you next month and see if you've changed your mind. And until you want to do that, you're not getting anything. Oh, and by the way, you're not having electronic. Two things. Under no circumstances do you give them money until you have the agreed amount in writing.
Right. Mm.
And under no circumstances do they have electronic access to accounts. So they cannot have, give me your checking account number, we'll just draft it. Absolutely not. They will clean him out. They lie.
Yeah, you're going to have to call a couple of times to get this locked in.
Yeah, you can tell a collector is lying if their mouth is moving.
I'm usually not the person
You're not going to be comfortable finding out that this level of humanity exists in our culture. It is the underbelly of what's going on out there. But you just got to be really tough and really firm. You can have a little fun with it and be sarcastic and mean back if you want, or you can just be really tough and really firm and go, look, we're through talking now. I'll call you next month. Beep. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're gone. Next. Hey, we have 25 cents on the dollar. You want to take that? Give it to me in writing. I will give you, I will send it to you, certified mail, return receipt requested, cashier's check, or we'll get a prepaid debit card for that amount, whatever. We can find some way where they can't access his account and clean out the $15,000 or clean out 100 cents on the dollar after they agreed to 25 cents on the dollar. And you got how many of these creditors you got to deal with, Greg?
About 30.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Not.
I know.
Not.
And I heard that once you do, then they all start hounding you again, hounding my son again. But
No. Once it's settled in full and you have it in writing, he's done.
Mm-hmm. Just keep that forever, though. Keep it in a file.
You're forever. Settling this on his behalf. He's going to give you a sheet that says in writing that you have permission to settle this account for him because he's disabled. He's got a brain injury.
Right.
And so you could get nothing, people, but we're trying to give you what he does have. So you're being honorable. Because you're going to give him everything he's got. You're being honorable and settling it. So, and just keep talking to him and talking to him. But you're dealing with people that couldn't get a job shoveling out a septic tank, and so they're sitting on the phone being a collector instead. That's honorable, by the way. That's not. This is The Ramsey Show.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, if you're like me at this time of the year, all of the school plays and meetings and invites from everywhere have completely drained your social battery. Or maybe you're like some of my friends who are bursting with energy so much that everyone may be telling you to just chill out a little. If you're having trouble navigating mismatched energy levels, boundaries, or finding people to do life with, it might be time to talk to a therapist. Therapy can be a place to open up with someone who's been trained to listen and walk alongside you and help you find paths through the chaos of mismatched energy levels and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, try BetterHelp. BetterHelp is completely online and flexible enough to fit your schedule. Just fill out a short questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Deloney today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Deloney.
Question of the day is brought to you by Neighborly, your hub for home services with 19 service brands nationwide. Neighborly's network of providers have trusted local service professionals to handle more than 1,000 different services in and around your home. Go to neighborly.com and find a schedule and service today.
All right. Today's question comes from Jim in Arizona. He says, we pay extra on our mortgage each month so that we can get rid of it more quickly. Very good. We're wondering if refinancing while still paying extra will put more towards the principal and help us pay it off faster, even though the interest rate would be slightly higher. So here's the details. Our current mortgage is a 15-year at 2.75%. The balance is $103,000. Our current monthly payment is $1,700 a month, and we're paying $2,500 a month. Very good. Right now, we would pay it off in 4 years, and the house is worth over $600K. If we refinance, our monthly payment would be $760 a month. And from what I've read, the interest does not apply to the overage amount paid and is directly applied to the principal interest-free. Is this true? Dave, have you ever read something and it makes so little sense that it makes you question your own level of intelligence?
Yeah. Everything on the internet is not true. Abraham Lincoln said that. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't refinance. Number one, you have 2.75%. Why would you go up to a 6+, you know, interest rate for this?
You've got because he thinks that the interest is all charged on the front end, and he's not, and that he doesn't understand how this really works. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's how it really works. The interest is calculated on a mortgage just like a simple interest loan. Now, what does that mean? It means you take your annual interest rate, in this case, 2.75%, you divide that by 12. When you do that, you're going to get 0.22, so about a quarter of a percent per month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so whatever balance is outstanding that month, one quarter of 1% or 0.22% is going to be multiplied by that, and that is the interest that is owed that month. Now, let's say that's $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so if you paid that tiny little bit of interest, and you paid $5,000 more towards your mortgage,
mm-hmm.
the next month, the amount of interest would be $95,000 times 0.223, okay? And if you pay down $1,000 the next month, it's going to be the interest is $94,000 mm-hmm. times 0.223.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only way a mortgage gets paid off faster due to a refinance is if you get a lower interest rate, not a higher interest rate. It's mathematically impossible for your mortgage to be paid off faster with a higher interest rate. There is no scenario in which that works. So whatever you read confused you or was just wrong, and the most of what you read these days about finance on the internet is just wrong, because it's just really basic math.
Yeah.
The amount outstanding that month, the balance, the principal balance that month, times the monthly portion of the interest, your annual rate divided by 12. Okay, that tells you how much of your payment is going to interest.
Yeah.
Everything else is going to reduce principal. So let's do some quick, dirty math, okay? $100,000
mm-hmm.
at 2.75. So that's $2,750 per $100,000.
Yes.
Per year.
Okay.
Okay? If you pay $2,500 a month, which is what he's doing now,
mm-hmm.
that's $30,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
$30,000 times 3 is $90,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? During that time, we've had around $3,000 in interest build up per year.
Mm-hmm.
So he should be debt-free in 3.5 years. If he just pays $30,000 a year.
Wow, that's not bad.
Because in 3 years, he would have paid off $90,000
mm-hmm.
plus a little interest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or minus a little interest. So call it $85,000.
Right.
All right. Which will leave him about $15,000 more. So in about 3.5 years, he's debt free with a 2.75% mortgage.
That ain't bad.
If you just keep doing what you're doing, dude.
Yeah.
If you add more to it, of course, it's going to go away even faster.
Right.
And if you add a lump sum to it today,
it'll go away
the next month. You're not going to pay interest on anything except what is left. That's how simple interest is calculated, and that's how a mortgage is calculated with any standard mortgage that's out there. Now, there are some rip-off finance company mortgages that use the rule of 78s, which has a prepayment penalty built into it, and you do not get credit for the interest mm-hmm. by prepaying principal on those. But that's if you've got an 18% interest rate and you went to the storefront like Beneficial, which is not, or something like that, right? You go on one of these rip-off. It's right next to the pawn shop.
Oh, you know, the gracious.
Little mm-hmm. personal, you know, you get a 38% mm-hmm. interest rate on a personal loan of $5,000 in there. Those kinds of places, right?
Yeah.
So you can go in there but and get a different mortgage. But all FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, home equity loans with a traditional bank or credit union, they're all run on simple interest with no prepayment penalty. And so you do not prepay the interest. The reason that your payment is X and most of it goes to interest and when you have a 30-year mortgage on your first payment is because your balance is so stinking high still.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when it's multiplied by your interest rate, divided by 12,
right.
it takes up most of your monthly payment.
That's right.
That's why it starts out. But if you look towards the end of paying it off, almost all of it is almost all your payment then, if you're just paying your regular payment, is going towards principal.
Yeah.
Why? Because your balance is infinitely small at that point. You got $5,000 left on your balance, and you're paying $1,000 a month. So, of course, most of the $1,000 is not going to be interest because mm-hmm. there's not mm-hmm. a lot of interest on $5,000.
That's right. Well, Dave, this is why you've got the GOAT status. I think that was a great job of explaining that. Wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, so, Jim, thank you for coming to us. Because the problem with this kind of stuff is it causes people to do stupid butt stuff.
It does.
And here's the thing. Here's what's scary. There's people in the mortgage business that don't know what I just said.
I guarantee it.
And they will sell you a 6% mortgage as a method of getting out of debt when you have a 2.75% mortgage.
Well, they're also going to get paid off of that. So.
Well, there's that. Some of them, some of them do it out of ignorance, not malicious.
Oh,
I mean, they just don't know. People, this is really basic stuff. But, you know, let's just take it one step further. Just be real nerdy, okay?
Okay.
You and Sam ever get your amortization schedule
yes.
out?
Yes, yes.
You got the columns of the interest
yes.
and the principal?
Mm-hmm.
If you go take your calculator and do what I just said to uh-huh. do, it's exactly what you're going to find. That's how that's developed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the spreadsheet formula that I just gave you that you plug in the spreadsheet formula, and it creates those AM tables, mm-hmm. those amortization tables, all right? Because that shows you the portion, you know, I got a payment of $1,000, mm-hmm. this much is principal, this tiny little bit's principal at
yeah.
the first, the whole big thing's interest, and then it goes to the bottom and to the bottom.
That's why it's exciting to look at, because yeah. you start seeing and so more of your money go to it.
If you take your AM schedule principal. And you say, okay, I'm currently owe $200,000 on my AM schedule, mm-hmm. you find that place on your AM schedule, and you say, what would happen if I paid $50,000 in principal next month? Well, you slide down to where you find a $150,000 balance,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see how much of your payment is going to go to interest and how much is going to go to principal.
Yeah.
So what you're literally doing is you're sliding forward in the AM schedule by prepaying principal
mm-hmm.
to the next level or to the next place that principal amount equals that. That's how it works.
Yeah.
And but it's all based on the idea of the interest that is charged only on the outstanding balance monthly. It's not biweekly.
Right.
Once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So you could pay four times during the month. Doesn't change a thing. Because they only reset once a month. And so at the beginning of the month, whatever's outstanding times your monthly interest rate
mm-hmm.
is going to give you your interest charge. And so that's how this process works. So that's a good question.
That was, and a great explanation.
And I'm glad, Jim, that you sent it in here. We're not making fun of you for not knowing, because most people don't know this. And a lot of people think that because the interest is so large on the front end, mm-hmm. that they're paying all the interest up front. And you're not. You're only paying the interest that you owe each month. That's all. This is The Ramsey Show. Jade Warshaw, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Thank you for joining us, America. The phone number is 888-825-5225. This is Common Sense for your dollars and cents. Gwen's with us in Tampa. Hi, Gwen. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My issue is my husband and I restored a 1966 Airstream and used it. Unfortunately, he passed away, and it's time to let it go. My question is, my niece and her husband expressed an interest in it a long time ago and said, hey, if you're ever interested in selling it, or that's the way they put it, you know, let us know. So I had written him a letter. My question is, we're supposed to talk tomorrow, and I thought, you know, I don't know how this is supposed to go. What's fair? I do have another niece and another nephew, and we have a trust as well. But bottom line is, I thought, you know, I just want to be fair. I don't know.
Whoa. Slow down. How long ago did your husband pass?
I'm sorry?
How long ago did your husband pass away?
He passed away 4 years ago.
I'm so sorry. And you guys rebuilt this camper together?
Well, we had it restored.
Oh, you had it restored. Okay. So what is it worth if you were just to sell it on the open market?
I actually, it was valued at, surprisingly and shockingly, it's valued at $33,000.
Why is that shocking? Is it shockingly low or high?
Well, it is high. For me, it is. It's 1966, but my people that we have at service regularly from said, oh my gosh, these are really in demand.
Well, it's kind of a cool rebuild.
Right now.
Yeah, it's a fad. That's a cool thing. Yeah. All right, so you have a $33,000 camper, and one of your family members wants to buy it.
Yes, they expressed it probably 3 or 4 years ago and said, hey, if you're ever interested in selling it, please let us know.
Okay. I'm letting you know. It's $33,000.
Pardon me?
I'm letting you know. I'm getting ready to put the camper up for sale for $33,000 in 2 weeks. Would you like it before I put it up for sale?
Did you already do that, Gwen?
I only said that we were going to talk. I asked them if they were interested. I'd like to give them first crack at it. And they said, can we give you a call tomorrow? And I said, absolutely, let's talk tomorrow. Sure. And I thought, I don't know how to, I don't want to offend them, but I also don't want to be.
If they're offended by you selling your camper for what it's worth, then that's their problem.
Okay.
Do you think they're expecting some sort of a deal because it's family? Is that what you're worried about?
I would guess that.
Why?
I don't want to presuppose, but I'm not very good thinking on my feet. I get a little flustered, and I thought.
Well, you don't have to think on your feet.
You don't have to think on your feet. You're going to sell your camper for $33,000, or if you want to give them a deal, just because you, as an act of love, and you've got a pile of money, and you don't need any money. Do you need money?
Well. This is the thing. I would like to use that money. We're establishing a scholarship for my husband in my husband's name.
Okay.
Up at the high school that he.
Then they're helping with that if they buy the camper, and you can tell them that.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell the camper, and whatever I get out of it is going to go into his scholarship fund, over at the school, and the guys at the camper place tell me it's worth $33,000, so I'm going to put it up for sale for $33,000. If you want to sell it to him for 30 and just say that, that's fine. But you don't have to think on your feet. This is not a negotiation. This is you just putting a price on something and what it's worth. There's nothing to be flustered about.
Is selling this camper, is it making you feel some type of way? Is that what it is? Because you feel like it sounds like this is just ringing you out right now.
Well, it's the uncertainty of it. I know it's the right thing to do. I truly do. We enjoyed it, and I haven't used it, and it's just been purchased yet.
So it feels like you're selling a little bit of what was your husband's in your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we loved it.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be kind of emotional the day it leaves.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, it's beyond me. It's beyond me, and and he would love it to go to them, if indeed that's the thing.
Okay. But I don't think he meant for you to give it to them for free, do you?
I think he would. I'm not sure. My husband was extremely generous. He was. Yeah.
I know. But do you think he was expecting you to give this camper away for free?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Yeah.
You're not being mean when you sell something to anyone for what it is worth. Now, if it's worth 33 and you sold it to them for 43, that's being immoral, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. But when you sell something for what it's worth, you have done absolutely nothing wrong. If you choose to discount it slightly, not as an act of being pressured or feeling some kind of guilt trip, but just as an act of generosity, mm-hmm. then that's your choice. It's your item, and you can do that too. So you say, you know, the guys at the store tell us it's worth 33. That's what I'm going to put it on the market for. But because my husband would love it if you guys had it and we knew that you were using it, you know, we'll sell it to you guys for 30 instead of 33.
And the money is going to a scholarship fund. So it's,
yeah,
it's still generosity.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
It totally does.
Yeah, but I don't think we're going much lower than that.
Okay.
And if they have an expectation of that, that's their problem. Because no promise was made ever in any conversation to these people that they were getting a free camper.
Yeah. They said when it goes for sale, let us know. Not when you give the camper away, let us know.
Well, can I add something? A family member that was kind of involved... Sort of
There it is. Yeah. This is what's called Nunya business.
Okay.
I don't know who this family member is, but they're not in this transaction.
Yeah.
But I just figured out what you're worried about and what you're feeling guilty about, mm-hmm. and what all your feels are about that Jade was smelling. It's this family member who was a member of his family, not yours, correct?
Your
husband's family.
Member of my family.
Oh, of your family. Okay.
Then you can really tell him where to...
Yeah, exactly. This is called good boundaries. And I don't think I asked you, and I don't think I will be asking you, mm-hmm. and this is Nunya.
That's what you call it, a taco burrito conversation. Nachos.
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 Yeah, I love that. I have never heard that. That is fabulous. Henry Cloud will love that. The author of Boundaries. Nachos. Okay. Mic drop right there. Last time I looked at the title, it says nachos.
Nachos.
It says mine. That is so good. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to get out of here or not. Get me to a commercial, Lord. Oh, that's so good. That's the ultimate boundaries joke right there.
It is.
I'm going to email that to Henry right now. Oh, man.
I knew something was going on in that, though. You smelled it,
and I thought it was the grieving over her husband.
At first, and then I'm like, there's something with this.
It's her mama or somebody that needs a nachos burrito. Nachos. You don't get to speak into this. That is so great.
Whoever it is has been sniffing around that camper for a while now, too.
Yeah, they got their own little game going, don't they? Or they just like to screw around in other people's business.
True, which some folks
nachos
are like that.
Is so much better than Nunya. Nunya dadgum business works. That works pretty good.
They're cousins.
You know, mind your own. Mind your own. It's a full-time job. This is Nunya.
Nunya.
And it's nachos. It's so great.
Well, I'm glad I introduced you to something
new,
Dave.
I bet Deloney doesn't know that.
Oh, well.
We'll hear that on the mental health show, the Dr. John Deloney show, when he's helping people set boundaries. This is the Ramsey Show. Jade Washaw, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host. Thank you for joining us, America. We're glad you're here. This is the Ramsey Show. When you graduated from high school, did anybody give you a copy of a Dr. Seuss book as a gift? I hope not. High school?
Oh, The Places You'll Go.
Oh.
That's the one. That's my guess anyway.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking, what the crap?
At first, I went to Green Eggs and Ham.
Dr. Seuss is not for high school. Okay. But here's the let's just try something. Let's do a graduation gift that actually matters. Oh, the places you'll go, okay? The Get Clear assessment is built specifically for teenagers. They spend some time answering questions, and in just a few minutes, they get customized results about their specific top talents, passions, and mission, and that is the kind of guidance that gives them confidence about the major they choose, the career field they lean towards, and avoid wasting years and tens of thousands of dollars on courses on degrees they don't need, want, or hate. People spend years of their lives trying to figure this stuff out, and you can give them the Get Clear assessment for students for $30 at RamseySolutions.com. Go to the store, or you can give them Dr. Seuss. Your choice. So now we're trashing Dr. Seuss in our ad copy?
Well, you know,
is that how un-American is that?
The point is, it's better to get the Dr. Seuss. I'd rather have the assessment, though, than the book.
I would, too, but why can't we pick on somebody other than Dr. Seuss?
Do both and.
I'm like Anchorman. I just read whatever's put in front of me, apparently. Oh, my God. This is awful. No, I'm not going to trash Dr. Seuss anymore. Tell them to tell those mean people in marketing to rewrite their copy. They're just meanies. Just big old meanies. So seriously, all joking aside, get your kids to take this assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you have loved as a high school senior to have a freaking clue about what you were leaning into?
Love it. Would have loved that.
RamseySolutions.com/store. What's the name of the book we're telling them not to buy?
Oh, The Places You'll Go.
Oh, I think you ought to get that too.
Not to be confused with Green Eggs and Ham.
We need to just throw that in with the Get Clear assessment. We don't have any of those, so we can't. Oh, The Places You'll Go. Rodney's in Washington, D.C. Rodney, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
I'm 58 years old. I'm retired. My bring home pay is $3,800. I have about $36,000 cash in the bank, $135 in one retirement account, and $230 in the other retirement account.
Good.
I owe $43,000 on my house, and I want, babe, to buy a new car. I'm not 100% needed right now, but I want to. So I'm trying to figure out, should I take a little bit of money out of my retirement account and buy the car outright, or should I just pay the house off first or something else?
How much are you thinking about spending?
Actually, the car is going to be approximately $40,000.
Yeah.
So about close to the same amount that I owe for my mortgage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're certainly allowed to do that. It's not against the law. But you called us and asked us, okay?
Yes, sir.
And you said you're how old?
I'm 58.
Okay. All right. I'm a car guy, so I can relate. I mean, I like a great car. I got my big Raptor with loud mufflers and my sports cars, and I love that stuff. So I'm with you on all this. But the problem is that these toys are going to cost you parts of your future that you don't want them to cost you. So we don't recommend buying a brand new car unless you have $1 million net worth, because they go down in value so fast. So we don't that, and you're not there. So we're not buying a new one anyway. So we're talking about a used one. And a used one, we don't recommend buying anything you can't pay cash for, and that the total of all of the items that you own that has motors or wheels does not equal more than half your annual income. And you said you make what a year?
Again, I'm retired. My bring home for my pension is about $3,800.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Now, you're retired at 58.
Yes, sir.
You don't work at all.
I got very lucky. Mm-hmm. I sell some stuff on eBay, but that's it.
Okay.
Are you married? No, sir, I'm not.
Okay. Right.
So what do you spend in your time doing?
So
besides looking at new cars,
eBay. Right? I sell stuff on eBay. Just nothing much of anything.
What's the car you're thinking of?
Probably like a Hyundai Santa Fe or something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, what I would tell you is that I would do if I woke up in your shoes. What are you driving now? What's the car worth you're driving now?
The car I'm driving now is a Santa Fe, and it is probably worth around 12 or 15 thousand.
Okay. Right. Again, you're more than welcome, sir. We'll still be friends if you do whatever you want to do, but you called us. What I would do is I would drive the car you're driving and pay off my house. And I would pick up something fun that I make money, really money, good money doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're only 58 years old. You're just a pup.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you could go make 50 grand and not even think anything about it and then use that money to upgrade the car after your house is paid off.
I love that plan.
You got all this potential right in front of you. And so if I'm you, I want the car. I agree with you, but I'm going to do it smart. And that way, have you ever bought something, Rodney, and by the time you finished paying it off or by the time you owned it a little while, you knew you shouldn't have bought it and you hated the stupid thing that you thought you were going to love?
Yes, sir.
That's what this is going to be if you do this wrong, because you're already too smart to do this.
Yeah. Hey, you're not done. I think that you've still got something to offer. And I think the longer that you sit around, you're going to be looking for more things to buy. So
you got to go make some money if you're sitting around all day figuring out what you can spend it on. You know what? That's going to be me. I have to do that. I have to be careful, because if I'm sitting around, I'm planning the next trip or the next car purchase. I'm just like that. I hadn't even thought of that.
Look,
oh, my gosh.
It's
now, I've
true.
Got the money. That's different. But, yeah.
I used to work from home before I came here. And now that I've come here to Ramsey, I come in here every day.
You don't spend as much money?
I don't spend as much money.
Yeah, you're working.
Man,
yeah.
I used to sit around. It's like you're sitting looking around your house just looking for things to replace.
Yeah, it's what happened during COVID, man. That's why Home Depot stock went up.
Man,
you know?
It's so true.
Wow. Yeah. So Rodney, let's go ahead. Let's keep an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses. Let's start chunking down on that house. Let's get that house paid off, and then let's save up beyond that. And the fastest way to do that is just make some more money. You could double your income without a lot of effort.
Yep.
You're only making about $45,000 a year with your current retirement income, and you could easily go make another $35,000 or $40,000 just screwing around. I mean, really, it doesn't. You don't have to work that hard, but just go do something, all with the idea that when I get my car and I got the emergency fund and I got the house paid off, I'm going to quit that. And I may sit around and do nothing again, except you'll be trying to spend again. But that's how I would do it. If you'll do this after you have figured out a way that's fun and reasonably easy to make some more money, and you have paid off your house and you have your emergency fund, and then you pay cash for the upgrade on the car, if you do it then and buy a 1 or 2 year old one, you're going to feel really good about Rodney.
You know, so many people treat work like it's a sentence. And when my sentence is over, I get to, and it shouldn't feel like that. You know, you should be able to find work that you enjoy doing. And for him, it doesn't have to be 8 hours a day, you know, all this
doesn't
time.
It doesn't have to be a grind.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a grind. It can just be something you enjoy doing.
The weird thing is your highest income potential across the board. Now, it's not true of everybody, but I mean, the average is people in their 50s.
Wow.
Between the age 50 and age 60, you make the most money of any decade of your working life, because all the stupid stuff you did in your early years is now called experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you got it dialed in, and you hit the sweet spot every time you hit the ball.
That's cool.
You know, and then 60, you start to slow down and calm down. But most people make the most of their money in their 50s. So you got a real opportunity,
cool.
Rodney. Still got two of those years left. This is The Ramsey Show. Dave here. You can find all of our shows with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. It's the only place to listen to the entire back catalog of episodes. Download the Ramsey Network app in your favorite app store today.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.